Hello, friends of Africa Matters. Welcome to another episode of the Africa Matters podcast, where we talk all things African youth and empowering. On today's episode, The Power of Entrepreneurship in the Digital World, we have an incredible guest, Mary Mbolu. Mary, how are you doing?
I'm doing good. Thanks for having me.
All righty. So Mary is a Tanzanian-American TikToker who spreads positive good news from all around Africa and spreads awareness of young innovators in the continent. And she is currently completing a degree in environmental science. So Mary, I just wanted to ask, which two African countries would you like to travel to in the next 3 years and why?
I think in the next 3 years, I want to go visit Ghana and I'd want to go visit Namibia.
All right. And why those two countries of all the countries that there are?
I think, I was actually, my babysitter was a Ghanaian woman. And I absolutely adore her. I still invite her to like big celebrations like graduations and birthdays and stuff. And I feel like, you know, when you live abroad and you go into someone else's house who's from another country, it's almost like you're immersed into that country. So as soon as I got in there, she was speaking the language. I had jollof rice waiting for me. I loved that family so much. I love the culture so much. I love the food so much. So I definitely would love to go and visit the country. And then Namibia just looked absolutely beautiful. And I think they have some really cool developments going on social-wise. They have some movements and technology-wise. And I think they're a very underrated country when we think about Africa. And I think I'd really just want to explore more and see what the country has to offer.
I love that. And I think as soon as you go, we would be waiting for TikTok content on it. So I hope you have a point in that regard. I must mention that I love your content on TikTok. I recently discovered it, actually. And one of my favorite is the Good News Sunday that shares good things that are happening in Africa. Can you tell us more about that?
Yeah, so Good News Sunday was a series that I thought of when I remember I was looking for content just to post, looking through news articles, looking through YouTube news, anything I could find. And everything I could find was like negative, depressing. And I felt like it really just, like, if you Google like African news, the things that pop up are depressing. They encourage negative stereotypes and it's just like, and I feel like it encourages like a negative view of the continent in general. So I was like, if no one's going to show good news, then I better be the first one to start. So that started my journey of like, just like actively searching for good news going on in Africa, because the continent is not, this destitutional, depressing area. And I feel like, you know, if I'm going to talk about Africa, if I'm going to talk about politics and pop culture in Africa, then I can't constantly spread this negative narrative of the continent.
I love that, because one of the founding reasons of Africa Matters was the fact that we are just seen as this dark continent that is bad, and you know, just everything about the continent is bad, and we thought we want to change the African narrative for the better. That was one of the founding reasons of why MI was founded. There was just this bad press and everything, and it was like, actually there are good things happening. We get there are some bad things, but you know what, we are a beautiful and unique continent with good things happening. And I love that your TikTok also gets to share that with everyone else. So it is quite interesting to see that everyone, there's people out there also trying to ensure that we share the good things that are happening in Africa. And I, like I said, I really love your content. And what I wanted to chat about today is, how do you use TikTok as an entrepreneurship digital platform?
Yeah, that's a great question. After I started the channel, I started to get, I got like reached out to from companies. I remember the first company that reached out to me, I think when I first hit like 300,000 followers, and they were like, hey, we'll give you this soup if you do a video for us on TikTok. And I remember being like, I don't know, this doesn't feel, this doesn't feel like the greatest form of payment. So I reached out to one of my content creator friends, and I was like, is this real? Like, is this like, do people offer you like free things in exchange for videos? And he was like, no, like, I get paid $2,500 per video.
Oh, wow. And how did it feel to send out your first invoice?
Yeah. So, like, but I remember I just Googled. The first time I got a real brand deal, it was like, oh, send an invoice. I had no idea what an invoice was or how that even worked. So I remember I Googled free invoice generator. And I just chose the first one that showed up. The Squarespace actually has a really user-friendly one that you just fill in all the information, how much is due. You can email it to whatever company, and then they pay you back by using their bank account or credit card. So, yeah. And I also use Wise, too, for international people who pay internationally with international bank accounts. Yeah.
And so when you choose, obviously, brands choose you, but obviously, you also have to choose the brand in the end. How do you choose the brands? How do you decide, you know what, this actually agrees with what I'm doing? I don't think it's right to, you know, be a partner with you. Do you ever get those conflicting situations where you don't feel like working with this brand for whatever reason?
Yeah. Brands that perpetuate negative stereotypes about Africa automatically are no for me. And then brands where their practices are not sustainable practices, or if I feel like they cause active harm towards developing nations, then usually that's a no for me. So yeah, usually I try to go for brands that promote sustainability, or they are promoting good causes, or they have something about them that's not just like, I'm a brand and I'm doing this to make money. Like, they have some type of thing that benefits others. Yeah. So, and some brands, they will offer you a lot of money, but at the end of the day, you know, the brand scams people, they have poor quality items, and that reflects on you and the things that you promote. So usually I try to work with brands or work with companies that are promoting things that are positive, because I always want to be associated in a positive light. Yeah.
And how would you encourage young people? You know, we're in a space where there's high employment rates in the continent, and I think that in the world at large, and people, you know, they create good content on all social media platforms, and you know, they have followers growing. And how would you encourage them to maximize this growth in their social media platform, one, to do good, and you know, to also create money out of it?
Yeah, so it can be hard if you have to decline brands. You know, you still have to eat, you still have to pay rent. So you do have, as a content creator, you have a skill. You can create content. You know how to create content. You know how to market. You know how to persuade an audience, and probably how to video edit and do basic graphic design. So sometimes, you know, a lot of people actually do not know how to create content. They do not know how to grow an audience, and they need help. So you can reach out to brands and be like, hey, I provide social media strategy. I have this platform. I've grown this audience. It's done well. I know how to reach people, and they will pay you, and you could get paid a substantial amount of money, actually. So if you're struggling finding brands, sometimes instead of persuading a brand to work with you, sell yourself, sell the talents that you already have. It's easy to creating a course on how to make viral videos, or doing consulting to whatever niche you do. Like, if you do finance, if you're doing technology, if you're doing art, fashion, consulting companies that need to grow their social media is a great way to build a business. And you don't have to promote the company. You just provide, you know, you need to do this with your social media. This content is what's trending. Those are always great ways to find income. And I would say getting a grant is also another great way to fund your projects and to help grow your audience. There are always agencies that are looking to provide grants to people who are supporting their ideas, supporting their mission. So mm-hmm. If you can find an agency that is support that, like, where you guys would align, that's also a great way to build a following, to get help even, and to get some money while you're doing that too. Yeah.
All right. And that is a very informative, you know, description of how you can actually reach out also to brands and also just make it work. But now I have a question with regards to, you are currently studying, right? Has your work with your TikTok account affected your studies in any way? Do you feel like when you're done studying, you'd be more going into, you know, TikTok and brand visibility, or would you be using your degrees?
Oh yeah, for sure. I could not anticipate how much doing TikToks would change my life. I'm getting this degree just because it's inconvenient for me to not change my major. But yeah, once I finish this, I actually had to switch to online because I was doing so many projects and I was filming so many things and I could not physically do what I love, you know, create content and be in school. So I had to switch to online. And, you know, as an immigrant, as like a first generation African, my parents did not take that great. yeah. And I, you know, I do appreciate the degree and I feel like I definitely gained knowledge from learning about environment, but I'm not going to use it for sure. And I think now I do marketing, I do social media, I do consulting. So I'm definitely going to have to get another degree in a master's in marketing, a master's in business, something like that. So, so yeah, it's strange to me. Like I thought I was going to end up doing environmental studies and doing pharmaceuticals. But now my whole trajectory has changed. So it's quite like, it's so funny to me, like how hard I was working on that degree and now I'm really not going to use it in any capacity. So
I'm actually glad that you mentioned parents because that is one question I had put out. I was like, should I ask it? It's 2022. Is this a question you actually ask someone? But I'm glad you mentioned it because now we can actually chat about it. African parents and content creation. It's a bizarre topic in African households. So I'm actually curious, how has this conversation been going within the family? And, you know, obviously seeing that you've made a success out of it, is the conversation still like, what are you doing?
For sure, yeah. When I started out, I was more focused on school. I already had one internship. I was actually focusing on like getting offers. And I was a good student. And like, you know, I was definitely a dream African child. I was in school, I was working. I was not disobedient, very good. So when I started and I always had little hobbies that I did. So when I started doing Hubbard and Gemma, they're like, oh, it's just one of her little hobbies. Cool. And then we got to 100,000 followers, I think in like a month. And they're like, oh, okay, cool. Great. And then I was like, oh, this big brand reached out to me and they actually want to pay. They're like, okay, cool. And then slowly it was like, oh, actually, I'm being flown out to I'm not going to be here in the summer. I'm being flown out to film for a project. And they're like, okay, but make sure you graduate. and I think honestly it's for me it's like, oh my goodness, like, you know, I'm living my dreams, but for them I think I'm definitely it's definitely been more of a nightmare situation for them, especially since I switched to online for my last year and they were ready to plan a graduation, but you know, and like celebrate, oh, I have a kid and they graduated and woohoo. But so now it's definitely, I think for them, they still struggle to see, you know, I think they worry, like, is she going to make enough money? Is this a sustainable thing? How is she going to survive? But for me, it's like, I've never seen a clearer path to success. I've never seen a clear path to making money. I've never seen a clear path to like my career goals. So, yeah, they definitely, I think they do struggle. They do struggle with that idea. They do struggle with me, like doing school online and doing projects. And I think they just always saw me doing like a traditional route of education and getting a job. But, and I think they struggle with also, you know, Africans as families, it's discouraged to act as an individual. And most of the times when you do actions, you have to think like, how is this going to affect the family? How is this going to affect how people see me? How is this going to affect, you know, when I go to Christmas, Thanksgiving, any holiday gatherings, and the aunties ask you, oh, are you in school? What are you doing? You know, am I going to bring like shame and dishonor? So I think that's something that worries them. But, and I think, you know, even as like I'm 22 and I still feel like so tense, and like I felt so nervous when I told them. I was like, "Hey, I'm switching to online." So I think it's just something. I think you really have to. You don't. It's hard to find support, and you have to really just believe in yourself and believe, like, yeah, this is. I'm doing something good. I like what I'm doing. I'm making a difference. And you have to support yourself until you do become. You know, for me, I think at this point, I'd have to have like a Netflix show for them to like take me serious. But I think, yeah, they'll come around. But it's gonna take some patience, definitely.
Eventually.
Yeah, eventually they'll come around. But in the meantime, you definitely have to believe in yourself for sure.
I think then let's chat about how then do we get African parents to understand that this is a form of entrepreneurship. It's not a brick and mortar business, but it is a business. How do we navigate that conversation? Because we know a whole lot of young people are, rebuilding homes, taking fellow cousins to school, making a difference in the digital world. How do we change the narrative that, hey, good people, we're actually working and making a difference here?
I think, that's quite difficult. I think if you can have a way to show, like, maybe don't show them how much you're making, but show them that you're getting offers. Or like, hey, like constantly would be like, this company reached out to me, and another one, another one, and I'm so packed that I can't even, I had to turn people down. That's how, I think always mention when you're doing good. And take pictures and show off and brag a little. Do not be humble with your parents because because that's I mean that's I think if you're humble with them, then they're it's going to be easier for them to like patronize what you're doing. So don't be humble. Be like, I'm really successful. Only 0.0% people have this many followers. Look how much never be humble. Brag, constantly brag your parents. And I think, if you talk about yourself in a good way and you talk about your work in a good way, I think that just bringing that energy just will help your work do better and will help them like respect your work more. Because like, the way that people talk about lawyers and engineers, that's how you should be talking about yourself as a content creator in that same light. Like, oh, you can't talk to me like that. I'm a content creator. And it may sound ridiculous in your head, but it shows that you respect yourself. And it's gonna show like, your parents should also respect you. So I think never, talking about yourself in a negative way, or like if a video does well, maybe talk about it with your friends. Do not say that to your mom. Like, oh, it's gonna do well. I don't know what I'm gonna do. Nope.
Actually, I think it's quite important that you mentioned that, brag a little, but I think also bragging a little simply means sitting them down and explaining that this is a form of a business. I get to pay taxes, I get to get money, there's ad revenue, there's all these streams of income, and I'm able to sustain myself. But like any other businesses, it has its own ups and downs.
It does.
You can find someone who has a shop selling food or whatever, having a bad season of, not thriving. And so could be the case with content creation. So I think it's time that as young people, we sit our parents down, we sit society down and explain that these are the types of jobs that we are doing. Sometimes it does not look like going to the office, Sometimes it does not look like getting on a taxi and going to work. I just do it on my computer. And honestly, I just think it is, as you call it, brag a little, but also just having honest conversations with society and trying to get all the aunties and uncles understanding that this is what we do. Because a lot of young people out there are doing incredible work, and sometimes they don't even know how to monetize it. So I just wanted to ask you, how can we get a bit more information around making money out of your followers? How do you ensure that I have followers, but how do I make money out of it?
I think I always see how you're, usually if you're, unless you're in like a highly, 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 highly specific niche, there is someone doing something similar to you and they're probably making money. So sometimes you'd look at brands that they're collaborating with and how are they monetizing? Are they using Patreon? Are they providing exclusive access? Do they have their own products that they provide? Some people have side businesses, like selling cosmetics, perfume, and whatever. And sometimes all you need is an audience, and you already have an audience that likes you. So once you start selling, you could have a side business where you start selling whatever. The audience likes you, they're gonna like your product, they're gonna wanna try it. So that's also I think looking at how your peers are making money. I think doing research on needs, like what needs are in content right now. Like, do people need video editors? Do people need content creators, strategy? Do they need script writers? I think seeing like where there are niches that have needs is somewhere that you can see like who needs money now. And then also looking at there's a bunch of remote posts that job postings like Angie List, Room Upwork, stuff like that, where you can type in social media manager and you can see what brands are looking for. Like, I need someone to make videos for me. I need someone who can write scripts for me, someone who can just edit my work, someone just to provide consulting. And you can see like, oh, there's money here. There's money here. There's consistent money here. There's a demand here. And I think once you see like the services that you could provide, the brands that you could work with, and the products you could sell, then you could have a very clear idea of how like the avenue that you want to go to or as a content creator when it comes to making money. And I think having a diverse form, like doing brand collaborations, having your own services, and also like separate from brand collaborations, consulting or creating content for other companies, having like a diverse sources of income is also great as a content creator, because sometimes you never know, one money and one avenue is going to have less money than the others, so you'll always have a backup and it'll help you be more stable and be more confident that you can survive full time as a content creator. So yeah.
I love this. I love this. And I also love how, as you're speaking, I look into the work that we do, in youth development and supporting NGOs. And I'm thinking content creators can actually become social entrepreneurs by taking their skills and working with youth-led organizations. And, sometimes we just need to create content ourselves and we don't know how to because that is not our area of, expertise. But if we collaborate with Mariam, like, Mari, this is what we're doing. Let's talk about, all things African. And that's exactly what we're doing, monetizing things that we care about and making them work, creating local solutions for local problems. I really love that. And so I just wanted, just before we end, just before we close off, what advice or what are the some of the things that you'd like to share with fellow young people on the continent and in the diaspora?
Yeah, I'd say believe in yourself. It's very easy to, especially while being in the diaspora or being in the continent in general, it's easy to feel discouraged. It's easy to feel like, everything is set up against you. And we do experience challenges that others do not. But I think if you believing in yourself, being optimistic, and believing that you can do good work and you can make a difference, that will show through your work. And it will show if you're confident in your work, it shows. So I think, faking it until you're making it 100% works. And eventually it will work and you will not have to fake it. And I think putting positive energy into your work leads to positive outcomes. So I think believing in yourself and not being too hard on yourself too, if things do not work out, because I feel like there's always a reason for that, and it means like there's something better on the way. So I think believing in yourself and not being too hard on yourself are definitely two keys for success, at least that I've seen for me.
Thank you so much, Mary, for joining us. And good people, you've heard it right here that content creation is work. It is a form of business. It can help us, with high unemployment in the continent. Go on and create. Go on and start that YouTube. Go on and Instagram your way into this beautiful life that we have. Thank you so much for listening, everyone. We are the ones we've been waiting for. Go on and share the podcast with people that are interested in content creating, people that are interested in entrepreneurship in the digital world. And definitely, Mary, please do share your TikTok account so that everyone who gets to listen can actually hear everything themselves on what Mari talks about on her TikTok.
Yeah, thank you so much for having me. It's been a it's been great conversation. The TikTok name is Habari_Gemma, HABARI_NJEMA.
All right, thank you. See you all on the other side of Mary's TikTok, and have a good one.
Ready? Thank you.